Welcome back to another Mega Minute with Megacode, a mini-cast on all things Holy Paladin. This week I give a brief synopsis of the Paragons of the Klaxia encounter from the Siege of Orgrimmar raid. This fight requires 2 tanks and 2 to 6 healers depending on your raid's difficulty. Now instead of going over all of the abilities from all 9 Paragons, with quite a few being somewhat forgiving, I'll simply review the abilities I feel can easily wipe the raid if not dealt with accordingly. Now like always, I keep Beacon on one tank while healing the raid or focusing on the tanks depending on who's taking damage. Eternal Flames or Selfless Healer are both strong talents that can get the job done. If spec'd into Eternal Flame, I keep my hots rolling onto both tanks while spot healing the raid using Holy Radiance, Daybreak Holy Shocks, and Light of Dawns. If I talent Selfless Healer, it's all about spreading those Mastery Shields and using a buffed Divine Light if you see a tank taking big damage. I also time my cooldowns for those major damaging abilities and make good use of my hand spells. Bloodletting is an ability that summons blood adds. If the adds reach the boss, they heal him. Our stun, Fists of Justice, is handy for helping the DPS burn them down. Aim is an ability in which a random player is stunned in place and after 5 seconds takes major physical damage from a beam that can be split by other players standing 5 yards of one another on that beam. Hand of Protection is useful for mitigating some of the damage to that stunned player. Also try and top off everyone before and after aim goes off. Holy Avenger is nice for this. Flash is an ability where Karaz will charge random players, and if you get hit, you're affected by the whirling debuff causing major physical damage. Look for the green line on the ground and sidestep out of it. Hurl Amber are damaging void zones on the ground which can easily be seen and avoided by moving out of them. Shield Bash, Vicious Assault combo can cause some major physical damage to the tank. I like to pop a Hand of Sacrifice onto that tank to reduce damage taken. Insane Calculation links players with fire lines. The farther you are apart, the least amount of damage you will take. I find it best to just sit still and get healed up. I spot heal those players with Holy Radiance, Daybreak Holy Shocks, followed by Light of Dawn. Now the last ability worth mentioning is Toxic Injection. Toxic Injection ability assigns a color to random players and intermittently introduces an attack based on one of those colors. If you've got red, spread out of the raid so you don't damage other players. Blue, group up to spread damage amongst yourselves, and if you've got yellow, make sure to drop yellow damaging void zones outside of melee. As you can see, a lot to deal with, but with some watching of vids and reading of strats, you'll be prepared and get your kill. So I hope this helps out and good luck. If you're on Twitter, come follow me at FFPMark with a C or check out my blog page at healingspec.com.